a rat. Claws raked savagely at his face. Matt shouted, thrashed at the thing on his shoulder, and crawled back as more of them fell from the roof. They were landing all around him, on him. The scratching and shrieking got louder and louder. A black tide was flowing across the ground, clawing its way up his legs as he struggled away as quickly as he could. The back of his head met something hard and gritty, and Matt turned and lashed out. The torch went flying, its light dancing crazily across the scene before landing with a thump. It went out. Darkness. But Matt had already seen the wall of earth behind him and the mass of creatures scurrying towards him. He was trapped. Without thinking, he was lashing out again, thumping at anywhere on his body he felt or thought he felt one of the creatures. He expected them to be soft, oily, warm, but they were hard and brittle, rough and gritty, like the earth piled behind him, and cold as stone. He could feel their sharp, brittle claws scraping through his trousers, tearing at his coat. Their teeth nipped at his ears and face as he desperately fought and thumped and ripped them off him. The sound was unearthly, echoing and reverberating in the confined space. No longer the high-pitched shriek of the creatures, but Matt's own shouts and cries for help and the thumping of his heart. Without the light, he could only imagine where the animals were, how many were attacking him. He was breathing in short, sharp, panicked gasps as the blackness itself seemed to take on texture and become a living thing. He could feel it pressing down on him, dragging him into oblivion.
"Matt is trapped," Sven gasped. "There was a fall, the roof."
He paused to get his breath back. Harper glanced up.
"But is he all right?"
Sven nodded.
"We need to get him out."
"We can reach him from the other end of the tunnel, I'm sure,"
Harper said. He was smiling as he returned his attention to his computer.
"I'm afraid not." It was Venture's voice, and Harper looked up again, surprised. Venture and his daughter were standing with Catherine Feather. Their faces, hands, and clothes were dusted with mud and earth.
"Problem?"
Harper asked.
"The tunnel's blocked," Robin said. "We went as far as we could, but there's no way through. It's completely collapsed."
"We can get through from my end," Sven said. "We just need a couple of shovels."
"Come on then," Venture said.
Harper tapped his fingers thoughtfully on the area below his keyboard. Then he closed down the program he was running and snapped the lid shut.
"The poor boy will be terrified," he said. "We must help him, of course."
Matt found the torch by accident, rolling over it as he desperately thrashed and crawled, trying to get away from the attacking creatures. He scooped it up, thumbing the switch without much hope. Incredibly, the torch wasn't broken. It must have just switched off when it hit the ground.